case of the military. It's a much more complicated situation. The fact of the matter is that in all of our professional lives, we've always had to work side by side with people who, under other circumstances, we might be sexually attracted to. And we all do it because we're professionals, and you don't have a lot of problems with that. What you do have problems with is that the military is a large and integrated small town, small-town America that goes all over the world, and we have people like chaplains in it. And if all of a sudden the Joint Chiefs of Staff start dictating to chaplains what their policy is, if you're going to have openly gay people in the military and you're not going to officially sanction the thing, then what you're going to have is, do they teach in the public schools? It's the largest public school system in the United States. You have a number of issues that have to be addressed and that would, in my opinion, be counter to what the average American thinks. I think that we have taken it as far as don't ask, don't tell. I have no problem with what might happen in the trenches. I think that the organization of the military as a schooling and religious and social and cultural organization would suffer. And I would seek the status quo at